Welcome to Podcast for Python in Machine Learning and Data Science course offered at AGH University of Krakow. Today, we're diving into three essential phases of data analysis: initial data analysis, exploratory data analysis, and confirmatory data analysis. We'll be using a practical example from a restaurant franchise dataset to guide us through each phase. So get comfortable and let's jump right in. Let's imagine we have a dataset from a chain of restaurants. This dataset could include information like customer purchases, how satisfied customers were, employee satisfaction, and even the weather on the day of each transaction. It's a rich dataset, but before we can use it to uncover insights, we have to take a few important steps. The first step in any data project is initial data analysis, or IDA. This is where we clean up the data and make sure everything's in order before diving deeper. For example, in our restaurant dataset, we need to check for missing data. Maybe some customer ages are missing, or the weather data for certain stores is incomplete. We'll need to figure out whether to fill in these gaps, or maybe just remove those rows entirely. Next, we want to make sure the data is structured correctly. For instance, the date field should be in a proper format like an actual date instead of a string of numbers. And finally, we make some simple graphs, maybe a histogram of customer ages or a bar chart showing how often people rate their satisfaction as 5 stars. These early visualizations help us spot any strange patterns or mistakes in the data. Now, with the data cleaned and ready, we move into exploratory data analysis, or EDA. This phase is all about getting curious. We want to explore the data and see what interesting patterns or trends we can find. First, we start by looking at one variable at a time. For example, we can look at how customers rated their satisfaction. Are most people happy, or do we see a lot of 1P or 2-star ratings? A simple graph can help us figure that out. Then, we look at how different variables relate to each other. For example, we might ask, do older customers spend more than younger ones? To find out, we could create a scatter plot of customer age versus total spend and see if there's any trend. Along the way, we'll probably come across some outliers. Maybe there's a customer who spent $1,000 in one visit. Is this a super loyal customer, or is it a mistake? Outliers can give us important clues or reveal errors we need to fix. Finally, as we explore, we start forming hypotheses, ideas we think might be true based on what we see. For example, customers are happier when the weather is nice, or stores in city locations make more money than those in small towns. Once we've explored the data and come up with some hypotheses, it's time to see if they actually hold up under closer scrutiny. This phase is called confirmatory data analysis, or CDA. Here, we use more formal tests and models to check if the patterns we found in EDA are real or just random. Let's say we notice that customers seem happier on sunny days. Now, we want to test that idea. We can run a statistical test to see if customer satisfaction is truly different on sunny versus rainy days, or if it's just a coincidence. We can also build simple models. For example, we could create a model to predict how much a customer will spend based on their age and satisfaction score. If our model works well, it can help us understand which factors really affect spending. But here's an important part. We need to make sure our results generalize. That means we don't want our conclusions to only work for the data we have. We want them to apply to new data as well. So, we split our data set into 2 parts, one for training and one for testing. We use the training data to build our models and test our hypotheses, and then we check those results using the testing data. If our model still works well on the new data, we can be more confident that it's a solid finding. Why do we do this? Because we don't want to overfit, meaning we don't want our model to work only on the data we trained it on, but not on any new data. By testing on a separate data set, we ensure our results are reliable and general enough to use in other situations. So, let's recap. Initial data analysis is about cleaning and organizing the data. Exploratory data analysis is where we get creative, explore relationships, and come up with hypotheses. Confirmatory data analysis is where we test those hypotheses and make sure our findings are real and generalizable. By following these 3 steps, we can confidently analyze data and make reliable predictions. And remember, the key to success in data science is patience. Take the time to explore your data before jumping to conclusions.